Good evening and welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and tonight we'll be featuring the World War II V-disc recordings of Frank Sinatra, along with our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, all coming up on Afterglow. Our theme music comes from Fred Astaire's 1952 recording of Dancing in the Dark, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. During the second hour of the program this evening, we'll be featuring the 1940s V-disc recordings of Frank Sinatra. The V-disc were non-commercial recordings that were made for and distributed exclusively to soldiers, sailors, and other American military personnel who were serving in World War II. And they were made at a time when there was a recording ban in the music industry, so they offer us a pretty unique look at certain stages of various performers' careers. The V-disc that we're going to hear this evening capture Frank Sinatra when he was still pretty young time in his professional life, and they let us hear how his famous ballad style with arranger Axel Stordahl was beginning to evolve. First off, though, we're going to hear music from Patricia Barber, Les McCann, Jim Hall, Shirley Horn, and many more. We'll start off with singer Ruth Price doing Cole Porter's I Love You on Afterglow.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice warm reception for the wonderful Miss Ruth Price?
I love you, hums the April breeze. I love you, echo the hill. I love you, golden dawn agrees, as once more she sees. Spring again, birds on the wing again, start to sing again the old melody. I love you, that's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me.
Please play that love song once more with feeling. If I get misty-eyed, well, that's okay. Funny words they tell of a love undying. Funny and yet I'm crying. Ours didn't work that way. But play it softly once more with feeling, then like an ocean wave upon the shore, let her memory sweep over me with all
thank you.
pianist Les McCann, a live performance of his composition, Faith Your... From Les McCann Limited in New York, Stanley Turrentine and Frank Haynes on tenor sax there, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Ron Jefferson on drums, recorded in 1961 at the Village Gate in New York City. Before that, Billy Eckstine doing Once More with Feeling, the title track from an album he did for Roulette Jazz in 1960, the orchestra arranged and conducted by Billy May, and we started off with vocalist Ruth Price doing Cole Porter's I Love You, accompanied by Shelly Mann on drums, Russ Freeman on bass, Russ Freeman on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophone from the album Ruth Price with Shelly Mann and His Men at the Manhole, recorded in March of 1961. Music on the way now from Jim Hall with George Shearing. There's a new compilation of Jim Hall's music out on the Concord label, simply entitled Hallmarks, The Best of Jim Hall. It's a 2-CD overview of his career on that label. And we'll also hear from an early 1960s recording of Shirley Horn, a kind of rare song, a rarely heard song anyway, written by Margaret Whiting's father, Richard Whiting. We're going to start off with something from a new Patricia Barber album. She has an album out on Blue Note called Mythologies, and it's kind of the outgrowth of a Guggenheim Award that she won in 2003 to do a song cycle based on Ovid's Metamorphosis. That's not an everyday topic for a jazz album, I don't think. Patricia Barber with Morpheus on Afterglow.
Downright tired in this winter white. Though my best sleep is dressed in black, ample hours to dream. Still I lack repose and warmth. Blackjack straight through till dawn, ever unrequited love, nothing brings peace. Heaven above, send as the light begins to wane, steadfast and sweet. Thank you.
He is my fate, with capital F in it. Now in my dreams there'll be someone definite. Bring down the curtain, I'm certain at present. My future just passed. Don't even know if he has been spoken for. If he is tied, the ties must be broken for. Life can't be that way, to wake me then break me. My future just passed. Stars in the blue, though you're at a distance, you can assure me. But sometimes a girl encounters resistance. Help me to win this war. Here are my arms. May he find illusion there. Kiss my two lips. Remove all the roots on there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living.
Shirley Horn from her 1963 album Loads of Love on the Mercury label, doing a rarely heard Richard Whiting song. Richard Whiting, the songwriter who's the father of singer Margaret Whiting, a song called My Future Just Passed, again from the 1963 album Loads of Love. And before that we heard guitarist Jim Hall and pianist George Shearing doing Johnny Mercer and Johnny Mandel's Emily from a new collection of Jim Hall's Concord recordings called Hallmarks, the Best of Jim Hall, originally recorded in 1981. And we started off with pianist and singer Patricia Barber from her new Blue Note album, Mythologies, doing Morpheus, accompanied by Neil Alger on guitar, Michael Arnapol on bass, Eric Monska on drums, and Jim Gallarito on tenor saxophone. That's an album that's based on Ovid's Metamorphosis, something that Patricia Barber got a Guggenheim grant for a couple years ago, and the result is now out on Blue Note. We'll be hearing from singer Meredith D'Ambrosio in our next set, as well as another duet, this time between tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh and bassist Red Mitchell. But we'll start off with something to kind of give you a taste of our second hour in Afterglow tonight. Here's Frank Sinatra from the V-Disc, broadcast from December 1943, the day after Christmas Day, actually, from the radio show Songs by Sinatra, Close to You, Frank Sinatra on Afterglow.
Can't you see? my heart will go too. What can I do? It only wants to be close to you.
Thank you.
passing by. It seems to be willing us to fly to our clandestine destiny. Until then, I can only dream about your kiss, and lately I feel your presence all around me. Have you noticed the same sensation too?
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh and bassist Red Mitchell from their album Big Two Volume 2, doing A Lover Man, recorded in Stockholm, Sweden in 1980. And before that, we heard something from Meredith D'Ambrosio's new CD, Wishing on the Moon. We heard her performing an original of hers called Have You Noticed? She was accompanied there by Don Sickler on muted trumpet, Cecilia Coleman on piano, Tim Givens on bass, and Vince Cherico on drums. And we start off with Frank Sinatra, a V-disc recording of his, a radio broadcast from December 26, 1943, of Close to You, being a lot more of Frank Sinatra on V-disc in the second hour of the program. A couple more songs left in the first hour, though. We'll hear from Frank Kimbrough, his recent CD Play, a composition of his called Waiting in Santander. And we'll start off with singer Claire Martin from her 1997 CD Make This City Ours. Here she is doing a take on Blossom Dearie's song Bye Bye Country Boy on Afterglow.
Bye bye country boy, you've been a joyous shiny toy. Glad we played your county fair, glad you came to see me there. I sang that song, looked right at you. You came backstage like I knew you do. Doggone shame our week is through. Bye-bye, country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. In Sunday clothes you brought a rose. Love the hot, bright, moonlit spin, sleepy, roomy country inns. Your boy is thin by worldly ways, our sunny, laughing picnic days. You've been a joyous, shiny toy. But bye-bye, country boy. Shy country boy. Bye-bye
mustn't see a big star cry. But once I'm home in the UK, my heart of mine will be miles away. Still wishing you had made me stay. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. Bye-bye, country boy. Sweet, shy country boy. Bye-bye, country boy.
pianist Frank Kimbrough performing his composition Waiting in Santander from his 2006 Palmetto CD Play, accompanied there by Paul Motion on drums and Mesa Kamaguchi on bass. Before that, we heard singer Claire Martin doing a Blossom Dearie song called Bye Bye Country Boy. It was also co-written by Jack Siegel along with Blossom Dearie. And Claire Martin accompanied there by Gareth Williams on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Gregory Hutchinson on drums, Antonio Hart on saxophone, and Jared Presencer on flugelhorn. We'll have music from Frank Sinatra coming up in just a few moments, his V-Disc recordings. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. In just a few moments, we'll be listening to the V-Disc recordings of Frank Sinatra. We have a website for the program, afterglow.indiana.edu, where you can listen to archived editions of previous broadcasts of the program, read a little bit about the history of the program, and explore links to some of our other jazz program offerings, such as Nightlights and the Big Bands. Frank Sinatra made these V-Disc recordings in the early and mid-1940s, and V-Disc, I believe the V stood for Victory, were records that were made and shipped overseas to military personnel in the United States Armed Forces. These come at an interesting time in Sinatra's career and at an interesting time in the recording industry's career. Frank Sinatra had left Tommy Dorsey, and he'd signed with Columbia. But he wasn't really able to make studio recordings with Columbia yet, or he was, but albeit under rather restricted conditions. The Musicians Union had a recording band going on. They were having some disagreements with the industry over distribution of money and other issues. And so the only things that Sinatra could do in the studio were a cappella recordings with other vocal backing groups accompanying him, no instrumentation whatsoever. However, this ban didn't apply to V-Disc because V-Disc were part of the war effort, part of the propaganda effort to keep troops and military personnel in decent spirits, as good of spirits as they could be, well away from their loved ones and fighting a war. And so musicians were allowed to play on these. A number of the Sinatra recordings were taken from rehearsals for radio shows on which he was appearing. I think there was only one session where he actually went into a studio and made some V-Disc especially for V-Disc servicing, but most of the time he was just letting them use radio performances of his music. However, they're really interesting to listen to because a lot of these songs Sinatra either never recorded or recorded quite differently when he did eventually do them for Columbia after the Musicians Union recording ban was over. So we'll be dipping into this two-disc set that Columbia put out back in the early 1990s of all of Sinatra's V-Disc recordings. And we'll start off with I Only Have Eyes for You, Frank Sinatra on Afterglow.
Hi, man. This is Frank Sinatra. I hope you like these tunes that I've chosen to do for you on these very wonderful V-discs, and I hope that you get as much a kick out of hearing them as I do out of singing them for you.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes. But I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. So am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. And dear, I wonder if you find love an optical illusion too.
because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything is still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night. To call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night. Speak low when you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak love. Our moment is swift like ships adrift. We're swept apart. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel that wherever I go, tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me? Speak love to me.
Frank Sinatra doing Speak Low from a December 1943 broadcast of the radio show Songs by Sinatra. Before that, from the same radio show, a little 15-minute program that Sinatra was doing in December of 1943, I Couldn't Sleep a Wink. That was preceded by Low and Lerner's You've Got a Hold on Me from What's Up, Sinatra recording that in 1943 as well. And we start off with an October 1943 Sinatra broadcast on a program called Broadway Bandbox of I Only Have Eyes for You. All of these coming off Frank Sinatra, the V-disc on the Columbia years, all of these done in the early and mid-1940s. I think the latest of them going up to about 1947. Put out as a 2-CD set by Columbia in 1994. I mentioned that some of the songs on this set were never done by Sinatra in a commercial setting, and we'll hear one of those in this next set. It'll be starting off our next set. We'll also hear music from Sinatra's second movie, Step Lively. The score is written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, but it kind of disappeared because Sinatra made this movie while that recording ban was going on, and so the songs weren't really documented anywhere but on these V-disc recordings. The movie was originally filmed as Room Service by the Marx Brothers in 1938. Wasn't really a hit then, wasn't a hit for Sinatra either as Step Lively, but three very nice songs, and how could they not be nice songs if they were written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, making their way onto Sinatra's V-disc recordings, including a song called Some Other Time, not the Leonard Bernstein song, but another song called Some Other Time. We'll hear that coming up. We're going to start off with something, a rather jingoistic tune that was written by Joe Bushkin, and Sinatra sings a rousing rendition of it. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin, Frank Sinatra during World War II on V-disc on Afterglow.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I wanna be there, boy, and spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change his heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin. Gonna grab a Frau and show her how we paint the town back in Michigan. I'm gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that Heil to give me some skin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You know that you could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Gentlemen of the armed forces, this is the hoodlum from Hoboken. I'd like to sing a tune for you. My name's Sinatra, and I hope yous like it, hey.
Dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago. Up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for time I could resist you, yes, some other time, not now. There is no rhyme now that I've kissed you. With all that is me, I thee and thou. Imagine me thinking you could never faze me. The tricks my imagination plays me. You smile and this heart of mine betrays me. It's so. Let's take a vow. Love forever, not some other time, but never faze me. The tricks my imagination plays me. You smile and this heart of mine betrays me. You know that it's so. Let's take a vow to love forever. Wherever you are, I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, hoping you'll appear.
where are you, dear? Come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you are. Come on out, wherever you are. Take off from your Shangri-La. Yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, wherever you are.
I thought I knew the magic of you, and then you kissed me. Dear, when you kissed me, I simply stood there and gazed, completely amazed. I walked around, both feet on the ground, and then you kissed me. Dear, when you kissed me, I found myself on a cloud, apart from the crowd. I had nothing to blow about. You came by. Now I know all there's to know about. Things like stars in the sky. I will confess, I thought for a while that you'd resist me. But then you kissed me, and now I'm in
Frank Sinatra singing And Then You Kissed Me, a song that was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, evidently for the film Step Lively, but didn't appear in the film and was never recorded by Sinatra. He did it a couple more times on other radio shows, doing it this time on the Vim's Vitamins show, from which we also heard Come Out, Come Out, Wherever You Are, and Some Other Time, that was also written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn for the Sinatra film Step Lively, some other time not to be confused with Leonard Bernstein's version from On the Town. Also hearing Sinatra there doing Long Ago and Far Away, and starting off with a rousing jingoistic Joe Bushkin song, There'll Be a Hot Time in the Town of Berlin, predicting some of the goings-on that would happen when the Allied forces finally took Berlin, Germany in World War II. That recording done in May of 1944, so they were still about a year away from actually taking Berlin. We're going to continue with more music from the V-Disc recordings of Frank Sinatra, released by Columbia in 1994 on a 2-CD set. And we'll hear another rather humorous song starting off this next set. It's a takeoff on the song Sunday, Monday, or Always. And I think Will Friedwald's liner notes here are pretty funny. He says, Sunday, Monday, or Always consist of three choruses of special lyrics, probably by Sammy Kahn. Here, our boy Sinatra delineates how he and his three major rivals, Dick Todd, Dick Haynes, and Perry Como, have to fight over second place behind the unstoppable force known as Der Bingel. It's unlikely that many contemporary listeners will be familiar with 1, ration points, which were necessary to buy food in that era of shortages, 2, Perry Como's short-lived film career at what the voice refers to as 20th Fox, and 3, the entire career of Dick Todd, who flourished in the war years as the Canadian Crosby. So it's a rather topical satire using the melody of Sunday, Monday, or Always. Sinatra sort of looking over some of the singing rivals, the up-and-coming vocalists that were kind of competing with him to try to overtake Bing Crosby, which none of them really did, although Sinatra, I think, pretty much ended up being equal with Crosby in terms of popularity. Here's Frank Sinatra doing Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como on Afterglow.
I'll soon become a wreck. They're breathing on my neck. Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. They're really coming fast. Who knows, I may be passed by Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. The fact that girlies scream, they say, will cause me grief. But if they ever stop, I'll find that I'm back on relief. It'll mean the end of me. Good news for Tommy D and Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. Why should it get their goat each time I bend a note? Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. At my pictures they throw rocks. They're both at 20th Fox. Not Dick Todd, but Dick Haymes and Como. They say that I need weight. I'm just a mass of joints. I'd like to put on weight, but where the heck can I get points? If at RKO I pout, they look at me and shout, Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. Every time I sing, I'm compared with King by Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. Bing's four boys are sublime, but they won't give me time. Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Perry. That's the other guy's first name. I'll never sing like Bing. I know I don't compare. I'll grant them he's got voice if they'll grant me that I've got hair. But then why all this fuss? There's room for all of us. Dick Haymes, Dick Todd, and Como. There's just one Crosby. There's room for all of us.
The night is young, and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart.
seen is fair, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it? Tell me, when do we start?
When the lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. And if I seem over-amorous, tell me, what can I do?
The night is young and I'm in love with you.
Blossoms
in the snow. I thank my lucky star every day that you are as you are every day. The years may come, the years may go. If we're still here, I'll say I fall in love with you every day.
Frank Sinatra doing Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's My Shining Hour, January 22nd, 1944, broadcast from the show Your Hit Parade and issued as a V-disc to American Armed Forces personnel, coming off the two-CD collection of Sinatra's V-discs that Columbia put out in the early 1990s. For that, we heard from the same collection, I Fall in Love with You Every Day. That was an April 1946 broadcast. Don't forget Tonight, Tomorrow, recorded on Halloween, 1945, Sinatra with the Pied Pipers of Tommy Dorsey fame. For that, Sinatra doing a duet with Dinah Shore, The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful, broadcast on September 26, 1945. And starting off with a somewhat humorous rendition of Sunday, Monday, or Always, except resung as Dick Hames, Dick Todd, and Como, as Sinatra kind of name-checks his rivals in the singing game as of October 23rd, 1944, when that broadcast was done, and kind of lamenting that they're all doomed to run inevitably second place to Bing Crosby. We have one more set of music from these V-disc left for you on Afterglow. Nearly all of these arrangements were done by Axel Stordahl, who had started working with Sinatra while they were both at Tommy Dorsey's big band. And then the two really crafted the classic mid-1940s Sinatra Columbia ballad style. And it really was crafted during the period that's covered by these V-discs. If you listen to Sinatra's commercial recordings, as Will Friedwald points out in the liner notes, there's kind of a leap from the 1942 recordings with Dorsey and some arrangements with Stuart Hall to the late 1944 Columbia studio recordings. You're kind of like, wow, where did that sound come from? Well, it was evolving throughout that period and pretty much had been refined by the autumn of 1943, and you can hear it on these V-discs, that style really emerging. All the arrangements we're going to hear now in this last set done by Axel Stordahl, starting off with Come Rain or Come Shine, Frank Sinatra on Afterglow.
Gonna love you like nobody loves you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Mississippi, here we all work while the white folk play, pulling them boats from the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down, you don't dast make the white boss frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man, boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old man river,
must know something, but he don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling. And he don't plant cotton, and them what plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling. And strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. Trying. I'm tired of living, and I'm feared of dying, and old man River, he can't keep
going. The thrill of grammar school romances. I miss the junior prom and graduation dances. The gossip in assembly hall. I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the gang that hangs around at Miller's, devouring chocolate sodas with those whipped cream fillers. The girl I promised I would call, I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the midnight services on Christmas Eve and the joy when Christmas morning came. I miss the scramble for the wishbone every Sunday and the big Thanksgiving football game. I miss the times I had to set the table. I miss the rolls my mother made when she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. I'm homesick, that's all. I miss the times I had to set the table. I miss the rolls my mother made when she was able. The fragrant bonfires in the fall. sick. That's all.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. But your with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. You're lovely. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Frank Sinatra with the Bobby Tucker Singers in 1943 doing The Way You Look Tonight from Frank Sinatra, the V-Disc recordings on Columbia. Before that, we heard a 1945 broadcast of the end of World War II anthem, I'm Homesick, That's All, a rousing Sinatra rendition of Old Man River, the Showboat epic. And we started off with Sinatra doing another Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer song. We preceded that set with My Shining Hour and then started the last one with Come Rain or Come Shine, recorded in June of 1946. Thanks for tuning in this evening to Afterglow. You can listen to archived editions of Afterglow on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. We'll be back next week at this same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Dennis Tafe, and I'm David Brent Johnson. Good night.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night.